In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Revelations, pray for us. And Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we're hearing a lot about how we are to become more perfect and how we can go and receive what it is necessary to be awakened to what it is that disturbs our own human nature, so that we can then realise that it is not of God, our behaviour. And in order for us to become more and more aware of this, we just have to look at the problems which are existing today without going into any great explanation of why. We know that it is because of our own failings that we've had this epidemic, where we've come into an era now where the institutions are no longer holding the culture, the Christian culture, but have now been disseminated in such a way that they're taking on all types of ideologies, philosophies, and implementing legislation. And I'm talking specifically here on the same-sex marriage, which is being drafted for this country. We all have a moral responsibility to do what we can. Certainly the fervour of prayer and living the Fatima message, because Our Lady had said that the consequence of these wars, and remembering that the wars against life have been far more extensive since the Second World War than they had been for the previous 100 years, especially through the battles which have been going on through the consciences of people who have adopted the ideals of family planning, and in so doing they brought about the different ways of destroying life at the very beginning in the womb by different ways, whether it be abortion or contraception. But now we've entered into another area which causes a stagnation or sterility in the human race, which is that of having same-sex marriage. One of the things that we question ourselves is why it is that these things have happened. Or perhaps if we go back to St. Louis Green de Montfort and we look at the Secret of the Rosary on the 22nd Rose, he quotes St. Gregory of Nyssa, making a delightful comparison with what he says that are all artists, and that our souls are blank canvases which we have to fill in. The colours which we use are the Christian virtues. The original which we have to copy is Jesus Christ, the perfect living image of God the Father. Just as a painter who wants to do a life-like portrait places the model before his eyes and looks at it before making each stroke, so the Christian must always have before his eyes the life and virtues of Jesus Christ, so as never to say, think, or do anything which is not in conformity with the model. The laws which we have now enable people to transgress God's laws, and because they're at the institutional stage where governments and cultures have been changed to fulfill what these really are nothing short of demonic laws, will bring further corruption, destruction, especially to souls. And we're very concerned about that because it's our own flesh and blood. We know that in July we talk about the blood of Christ, the blood of Jesus, the most precious blood, the blood which came uncontaminated from Our Lady's heart to form the flesh, bone, and also the blood which poured into the beginnings of life at the incarnation of the human nature of Jesus himself. And that blood which we have is divinized very much through receiving Holy Communion worthily, of course, and also by having a great love for Our Lady, so that we can love and incur the love of Christ in a much stronger way if we have the heart of Mary. So the secret of the Rosary is this conforming, but in order to do that, we need to have the tapestry of Our Lady in order to draw the virtues that she has availing to us through the heart of Jesus. It was because Our Lady wanted to help us in the great task of working out our salvation that she ordered Saint Dominic to teach the faithful to meditate upon the sacred mysteries of the life of Jesus Christ. She did this not only that they might adore and glorify him, but chiefly that they might pattern their lives and actions on his virtues. Children copy their parents through watching them and taking to them, and they learn their own language through hearing what they speak and appreciate, and the apprentice learns his trade through watching his master at work. In the same way, the faithful members of those who recite the rosary can become like their divine master if they reverently study and imitate the virtues of Jesus that are shown in the 20 mysteries of his life. They can do this with the help of the grace and through the intercession of his Blessed Mother. We can never exaggerate the importance of the Most Holy Rosary. The mere fact that we pray the message of Our Lady at the Incarnation and every Hail Mary and acknowledge God as our Father and that Jesus came to us because it was Mary who had said yes. The more we enter into the mystery of the Most Holy Rosary and its four mysteries, that of the Illuminous and Glorious, the Sorrowful, and also the Joyful, and as we ponder the mysteries, we incur a great awareness of higher prayer, which enables us to go beyond our own personal needs and contemplate the mysteries of God and how astounding and excellent it was that he chose Mary to come and dwell amongst us, to be with us by way of living with us, by taking on the human person that he has, or the divine person who takes on the humanity of man. With this, we are able to realize how much he loves us, that he lowered his state to dwell amongst us, that he's the mediator to the Father, and the Rosary, by its graces, disperses to us all those graces which are necessary to conquer the serpent's ideas which have somehow contaminated us over the years. And in the strength of the Rosary, we're able to bring great graces not only to our own lives, those that love us, because the promise of the Rosary as such, which spreads far beyond our own personal needs and affects the whole country in which we live, and also every country in the world. So long ago as Moses was inspired by God to command the Jewish people never to forget the graces which had been showered upon them, the Son of God has all the more reason to command us to engrave the mysteries of his life, passion and glory upon our hearts, and to have them always before our eyes. Since each mystery reminds us of his goodness to us in some special way, and it is by these mysteries that he has shown us the overwhelming love and desire for our salvation. Oh, all of you who pass by, pause a while, he says, and see if there has ever been any sorrow like the sorrow I have endured for you, for love of you. Be mindful of my poverty and humiliations. Think of the gall and the wormwood I took for you in my bitter passion. He allowed Our Lady to suffer jointly with him, that suffering which is so joyful because she was realizing the expiation of our own sins, and that we ourselves would become adopted sons and daughters of God. This realization that Mary plays a very important part in our redemption and also our sanctification is something which we're constantly being called at Fatima, as she spoke at all the apparitions about the Most Holy Rosary as the prayer that she wanted to say. She spoke also about the need to make reparation at later times there with visitations to Sister Lucia, and before the apparitions of Our Lady in the year of 1916, the Eucharistic miracles, those which were seen by the children where reparation was being asked and the prayer was made to the Most Holy Trinity to repair the damage made for all those sacrileges against the Most Holy Eucharist. The attack is always on the Holy Eucharist. If we become more Eucharistic, we become greater defenders of the Eucharist. If we become more pro-life, we become great defenders of the life. If we become more pro-marriage and speak about the sanctity of marriage and the importance of marriage, we can therefore affect in a society such as we have here in Australia, the politicians who are the drafts people for executing the necessary documents which enable the passage of legislation. If we're able to speak with them and talk of our concerns to them, we have an opportunity of realising what we have gained by the Rosary. Someone needs to be a voice. Someone needs to be a voice for the unborn, the poorest of the poor, the ones who can't defend themselves. Someone needs to be a voice of those who are going to be led astray by legislation which is going to contaminate and corrupt them, the children who have survived the abortion and contraceptive epidemic which have gone through in the last 50 years. So all of us have a moral responsibility to notify those people who are in government, to pray for them, and also to give them the truth that the way to a good country, as been told by Pope Francis, is not only to be excellent in having understanding of the corrupt mindsets which have permeated not only into the destruction of life with the throwaway society, the accountant economic terminology has now entered into human life, where we are disposable at whatever economic use that we don't have and we no longer have a need to be in existence, and also the population control people who certainly don't want children, don't want human beings, hate women, hate men in the sense that they want to reproduce a kingdom for themselves which is a replica of what they have in hell. So let us pray and realise that we have a voice, that we can speak, that we need to be heard. The destruction of life was mainly because people were not prepared to stand up and say it's wrong. We don't want these type of legislation coming through in regard to the pro-life battle. Now the battle with the sanctity of marriage has been under an immense attack. It seems to be the last battle which has been entered into against the church, but in particular it's the embryo as the focus, it's the centre, it's the epicenter of family life. If that's destroyed, it will never be that way because the church will always survive. It is nevertheless a battle of being forward in the way we put our arguments to the people who need to have the errors dispersed so that the truth will prevail. And when the truth will prevail, then freedom will come. The planet will come back to its original state. It's going to go that way anyway. And also, we ourselves will be able to enter into a sanctity of life, which is what we were established for, which is to enable us all to get to heaven. And we'll all do this by following the life of Our Lady in a closer way and by coming closer to Jesus by being led by her to the Blessed Sacrament. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.